The Found Letter. It was folded and sealed, never opened. I gingerly separated the glued flap and found, to my astonishment, a letter from my mother to my daughter. It was mixed in with books and postcards and flyers and poetry journals, all hit by the April during Passover flood, our third in the last 10 years. A young man was helping me find what was salvageable and what was not, in a fine sorting exercise that was really meant for later, after all the boxes would be taken out of the basement and the rest of the house and stored in the ship's container that had been parked in our driveway for the last 2 months. But since there was a lot of artwork and craft items, as well as art magazines, which my wife had to be asked about, I had to do the careful sifting through just a few of these last basement boxes. Then, after finding some rare posters, lost photographs, one of my wife with our two children, and some books in readable condition, I found the paper with the word Mia inscribed on it. It was written in Yiddish, or rather English transliteration, and as best as I could translate, it said, "My dear Mia, I received your letter and liked it very much. For me, you are the most beautiful girl in the whole wide world. I love you very much, and I hope that you will be a good little girl. For me, you are beautiful. For me, you have such grace." Quote from the song, "Barmir Bistu Shein, Barmir Chastu Chein." And all that is good. Please write me another letter. I like it very much when you do. I kiss you and press you to my heart. Be well. Your grandmother, Rezele. P.S. Loads of kisses and regards from your grandfather, Joseph. When I read it to Mia, what I understood translated into English, she and I both could not keep back the tears. This was a letter from my mother, from her bubba, her grandma, from the grave, and doubly so from her Zayda in the P.S., since he died before Mia was born. Mia asked, "Why did she send this to me at this time?" It had to be at this time. I too thought it was Beshert, based on a translation by David Katz.